began my field research here, these frogs were thriving. Since then, the adult population has dropped to fewer than 200. If you don't take protective measures, in a few years, Rhinosphenocephala will be extinct here.
Frog populations are declining all over the globe, Dr. Faraday. No one knows why. We can't possibly place them all on the endangered species list.
You find a way if we're cute, furry little mammals we were talking about.
Regardless, your study remains inconclusive. Speculative at best. You've provided no concrete evidence the frog depopulation is the exclusive result of human encroachment.
A frog holocaust is currently being executed, Dr. Bailey, and man is the executioner.
You're a biologist, Faraday. You've never heard of survival of the fittest?
Well, don't forget that rule also applies to mankind. You can't turn your back on nature! Or nature will turn her back on you!
Ah, damn it. Freaking beaver.
Nature's calling. I think we should pull over soon.
Did you really have to bring that thing?
You wake me up on a Saturday morning, tell me to be ready in 5 minutes. My mother is out of town, all of the dog sitters are booked, and you know how I feel about kennels. So, unless you want to lose your security deposit on the car, I suggest we pull over.
All right, well, I think I'm lost anyway. I gotta stop and ask for directions.
I know I'm lost as to why you're so interested in this missing persons case.
Dr. Bailey works for the U.S. Forestry Service. That makes his disappearance a federal case.
It's not jurisdiction that I'm questioning, Mulder.
Dr. Bailey's not the first person to go missing from Hovelman's Lake recently. 2 weeks ago, a Boy Scout troop was out here, fossil hunting. Their troop leader wandered off to relieve himself, and he hasn't been seen or heard from since.
So you think that there's a serial killer at large?
Be the operative word being large.
What are you leaving out?
What makes you think I'm leaving anything out?
Multiple missing persons cases are not that uncommon, Mulder. Why this particular one warrants us flying halfway across the country and driving for 2 hours is a total mystery. Oh, tell me you're not serious.
According to the sheriff's report, you were the last person to see Dr. Bailey alive.
That's what they tell me.
I understand you argued over an endangered species petition.
Bailey was the worst kind of hypocrite. Closest he ever came to communing with nature was subscribing to National Geographic.
You sound bitter, Dr. Faraday.
Of course I'm bitter. The man wrote off 3 years of carefully collected data in a 2-hour inspection, which doesn't mean I plotted his demise. Well, that is what you were suggesting, isn't it?
Well, aside from having a motive, you don't seem too upset by any of this.
And you expect me to cry for one man when entire species are perched on the brink of extinction?
Dr. Faraday, you know the wildlife in and around this lake just about as well as anybody, don't you?
I'd say that's accurate.
Are you aware of any indigenous species that's capable of attacking a human being?
Yes. Another human being.
Aside from that, is there a creature that comes to mind?
Has anyone ever told you two you have a great problem coming to the point?
Okay, then. In your work, have you come across any evidence that lends support to the existence of this creature they call Big Blue?
See, this is what always happens. This is how it starts.
What?
The deflection, sleight of hand. See, whenever an issue requires any real thought, any serious mental effort, people turn to UFOs and sea serpents and Sasquatch. Afternoon talk shows and tabloid TV. They've reduced our attention span to the length of a soundbite so that soon our ability to think will be as extinct as the Rhanus phenacephala frog.
I'll take that rambling diatribe to mean that you don't believe in the existence of such a creature.
I'm not even going to grace that statement with a reply.
A prehistoric animal living in a lake is not without precedent. Last August, they pulled a bull shark from Lake Onotta in Massachusetts.
An anomaly, which proves nothing. It only serves as fodder for pseudoscientists with nothing better to do than chase fairy tales. Excuse me.
Lake creatures have been reported for centuries in dozens of countries, from the monsters in Loch Ness and Shiel to the Ogopogo on Lake Okanagan.
And Lake Champlain, Lagavulin, Iceland.
Sounds like you know a little something about the subject.
I did as a kid, but then I grew up and became a scientist.
Well, some very grown-up cryptozoologists believe that it could be an evolutionary throwback, possibly prehistoric.
An aquatic dinosaur.
A plesiosaur, actually. Though, admittedly, there's not a lot of hard evidence to back that up.
You know why? Because those creatures don't exist, Mulder. They're folk tales born out of some collective fear of the unknown.
Well, how many folk tales do you know that could eat a Boy Scout leader and a biologist? Check this out, Scully. It
looks like an insect casing or carapace, something from a beetle.
How can I help you folks?
We're looking for the Lakeview Cabins, Flicker Road.
Oh, you passed the turnoff a few miles back. It's pretty tough to find. Map might help. They're $250 each, plus Uncle Sam.
Fine.
If you don't mind my saying, you folks don't look like you're here for the trout.
No, we're with the FBI. We're investigating a pair of missing persons reports.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's big news around here. Everybody's been talking about it.
What are they saying?
Well, same thing they've been saying for years. Now, I'm not one for spreading rumors. The truth is, I've heard the stories since I was a kid.
About Big Blue? What kind of stories?
Well, I was 10 years old. Fishing with my daddy. I heard a big commotion clear across the lake. A wailing sound, likes of which I had never heard before. Haven't heard since. My daddy told me later it was a cow who'd escaped from the Rockdale Ranch and was drinking by the lake when old Blue came up and snatched her right off the bank.
That's quite a story.
That's just one.
Those stories must sell a lot of t-shirts.
Well, man's got to survive.
What about you? You believe those stories?
Well, I believe every man's got to look at the evidence to decide for himself. But if you want to ask a real expert, you should probably talk to Ansel here. He's out there practically every day. It was his daddy's cow that got eaten.
Can you get these developed, Dr. Martev? Give me another five rolls, put them on my tab.
Yeah, these folks are with the FBI, Ansel. They're looking into that unsolved mystery, how those people disappeared.
Unsolved mystery. Since when's it a mystery?
So you think Big Blue's responsible for what's been happening?
Don't you?
Have you ever actually seen it?
Not directly. No. But I aim to. One day, I'll be in the right place at the right time, and I will snap a shot of that monster.
If you hit Stryker's cold, you've gone too far.
Call the sheriff. We've got a floater.
The Boy Scout troop leader.
You know, this fly's undone.
You insinuating something?
No, most drowning victims are found with high levels of alcohol in their blood and their flies unzipped. While urinating over the sides of boats, docks, or whatever, they lose their balance, fall in, and drown.
Still doesn't explain why half of them are still missing. Looks to me like something took a big bite.
Maybe not so big.
What do you mean?
Well, fish eat decomposing matter. Any body that's been suspended in this environment for a period of time is going to become a food source. We eat fish, and fish eat us.
Are fish also known for eating half and saving half for later?
Like I said, I recognize his hat.
How could you not?
So there's Ted Burton Ford by parked about a mile up that way. Here's his hat, and here's these tracks. Know what I'm saying? I mean, look at the size of these tracks.
Wilder, this is Sheriff Lance Hitz.
Well, watch out for the tracks. Careful. Watch out where you're walking.
Hey, Clegg.
Ansel, why don't you go check the woods?
Today's the day, Sheriff.
I'm going to get him.
Any sign of Ted Burchill?
No. And I'm not jumping to any conclusions either. Speaking of which, what's this I hear about you wanting to close the lake?
Just until we figure out what's going on here.
Well, sir, I think I can tell you what's going on. Same thing goes on every year. Fishermen get drunk, they drown, folks get run over by powerboats. Hell, on a lake this size, you're going to have 8-9 deaths in a season. That's just a statistical fact.
Yeah, but you got 2 or 3 in as many weeks. I'd say you're a little outside of your bell curve, Sheriff.
Agent Mulder. Mulder. This lake has 48 miles of shoreline. I got 4 deputies full-time. Now, to close down a lake this size, hell, you'd have to call out the National Guard or something like that to happen. I mean...
We'd need irrefutable proof.
What about these tracks?
Well, Mulder, a creature as large as the one that you're looking for would have left considerably deeper impressions.
Quick, Quag! Quick, Quag, come back here! Quick, Quag! Mulder? Sheriff, come take a look at this.
What you got?
Here's your lake monster, Mulder.
That's what it looks like.
It's all a hoax.
I'll be damned. It seems like it.
Yeah, but what happened to the hoaxer?
I saw it on the Discovery Channel. And they got, like, this whole, you know, cult built up around these tree toads. The skin's got these hallucinogenic properties. Lets you see all these visions. It's really spiritual.
Yeah? I don't know.
It's supposed to take the doors of perception and swing them so wide open, you know? Plus, you get to see all these really cool streaks and trails and crap. Oh.
Well? Are you sure that's even a toad?
Dude, what's wrong with you? You made me drop my toad.
Chill out. I'll get you another one.
How long till we get down to Lauderdale?
It's quite an elaborate one.
I got Zip out of Freebird and Moon Unit over there. No telling what they've been smoking. What's it looking like?
Well, it's hard to tell without an autopsy, but it looks like propeller damage from a motorboat.
Yeah, this is a designated boating area.
Yeah, 20 feet from shore and twice in one day.
Mulder, look at it out there. It's like rush hour. I think you're ignoring the obvious.
What about Ted Burchill?
For all we know, he stepped in something and bled into those funny shoes of his. He's probably so embarrassed right now that he doesn't even want to show his face.
Oh, is that the psychological approach to crime solving? He's too embarrassed?
Regardless of what I believe, there's no hard evidence that it's what you believe.
That's why I love you. So don't be afraid to show your true blue colors. Okay, Big Blue, you're mine. Today's the day. That's
exposed. Can you get that developed?
Yes, thanks.
It's three in one day, Sheriff. All this driving from crime scene to crime scene is giving me highway hypnosis. Close down the lake.
I done told you once, it ain't that simple. I just ain't got the manpower. Furthermore, I'm not at all convinced we're dealing with an aquatic menace.
He's right, Mulder. Those two sets of remains we found so far are inconclusive. We really need to find his body.
My thoughts exactly, ma'am. If you'll just give us a couple more minutes...
Are you okay, Sheriff?
Something brushed up against me, I think. Something big. Close the lake.
Right, Sheriff.
Close it down.
Yeah.
I want you to call the state police and the wildlife fishing game. You tell them we got an emergency situation.
Looks like Ansel took these during the attack.
I agree with you. I just wish that he gave us something more.
Oh, look at this. Could this be a tooth?
Yeah, it could be a lot of things, Mulder. 15 years of fruitless hunting, and the only thing the guy comes up with is a blurry picture of the monster's tooth?
Well, there are thousands of pictures here, Scully. There's got to be some visual evidence somewhere. Here, go through these.
Mulder, these are just a bunch of poorly composed tourist shots.
That could be something.
A tooth? I'm taking Quick for a walk.
You want me to come with you?
I'll be fine. Good night, Mulder.
All right, I'll see you in the morning.
Quick, we're not going to go into the woods. Come on, do your business. I thought you had to go. Quick, Quick. What is it? Quick. Where are you going? Quick, come back here. Quick.
Sorry about Queequeg. You know, I think I've learned something from these photos.
Mulder.
They're not pictures of the lake monster. They're pictures of the lake, locations where the creature's been sighted over the past several years. Look at this. 5 years ago, all the sightings occurred in the center of the lake. But progressively, the sightings have moved closer and closer to shore until this year. They're practically on the shore.
Could you repeat the last part again? I kind of faded out.
Which part?
After you said I'm sorry.
Can you drive a boat?
It's too bad we're not out here fishing.
We are fishing.
You really expect to find this thing, don't you, Mulder?
You want to head right here.
I'll take that as a yes.
I know the difference between expectation and hope.
Seek and ye shall find, Scully.
You know, on the old Mariner's maps, the cartographers would designate uncharted territories by writing, here be monsters.
Well, I got a map in New York City just like that.
What was that?
It ain't no bass.
What is that? What is that, Mulder?
Here be monsters, Scully.
It looks like it's coming straight at us.
Yep, that's what it looks like. Swim to shore.
Swim?
Yeah, the shore can't be too far from here.
In which direction?
Yeah, you know, living in the city, you forget that night is actually so, dark.
Living in the city, you forget a lot of things. You know, there you're always thinking about being mugged or hit by a car. It's not until you get back to nature until you realize that everything is out to get you. As my father always taught me to respect nature, because it has no respect for you.
Scully, that was Big Blue.
So what if it was? Mulder, what are we doing here?
What are we doing here?
What are you hoping to accomplish?
Scully, so many of the things that we investigate are so intangible, but this creature, it exists within the specific earthly confines of this lake. And I want to find it.
What for?
You're a scientist. Why do you ask that question? I mean, it would be a miraculous discovery. It could revolutionize evolutionary biological thinking.
Is that really the reason why? You know when you showed me those pictures that the photographer took? You want to know what I really saw in them?
A tooth?
No. You. That man is your future. Listening only to himself, hoping to catch a glimpse of the truth for who knows what reason.
Well, I did read in his journals that he was hoping to live off the copyright fees from a genuine Big Blue photo.
Well, as dumb as it sounds, at least it's a legitimate reason.
You don't think my reasons are legitimate?
Well, just sometimes I just can't figure them out.
Tempted to fire. Hey, Scully, do you think you could ever cannibalize someone?
I mean, if you really had to.
Well, as much as the very idea is abhorrent to me, I suppose under certain conditions, a living entity is practically conditioned to perform whatever extreme measures are necessary to ensure its survival. I suppose I'm no different.
You've lost some weight recently, haven't you?
Yeah, actually, I have. Thanks.
But it is amazing what some animals will do to guarantee the continuation of the species, isn't it? I mean, a creature, the one of this size, must have adapted its behavior over the years to minimize its chances of being seen by its only predator, us. It's coming closer to shore for its prey. It must be an act of desperation on its part.
Poor Queequeg.
Why did you name the dog Queequeg?
It was the name of the harpoonist in Moby Dick. My father used to read to me from Moby Dick when I was a little girl, and I called him Ahab, and he called me Starbuck. So I named my dog Queequeg. It's funny, I just realized something.
It's a bizarre name for a dog, huh?
No. How much you're like Ahab. You're so consumed by your personal vengeance against life, whether it be its inherent cruelties or its mysteries, that everything takes on a warped significance to fit your megalomaniacal cosmology.
Skelly, are you coming on to me?
It's just the truth or a white whale. What difference does it make? I mean, both obsessions are impossible to capture, and trying to do so will only leave you dead along with everyone else you bring with you. You know, Mulder, you are Ahab.
You know, it's interesting you should say that, because I've always wanted a peg leg. It's a boyhood thing I never grew out of. Now, not being flippant, I mean, I've given this a lot of thought. If you have a peg leg or hooks for hands, you know, maybe it's enough to simply carry on living, you know, bravely facing life with your disability. It's heroic just to survive, but without these things, you're actually expected to make something of your life, achieve something, earn a raise, wear a necktie. So if anything, I'm actually the antithesis of Ahab, because if I did have a peg leg, I'd quite possibly be more happy and more content, and not feel the need to chase after these creatures of the unknown.
And that's not flippant?
No. Flippant is my favorite line from Moby Dick. Hell is an idea first born on an undigested apple dumpling. Yeah?
What's that?
I don't know, but it ain't no duck. I thought I heard voices. What are you two doing out here?
Dr. Faraday?
Hope I'm not interrupting anything.
No. We had a little trouble with our boat.
Actually, it sank.
How'd that happen?
It was my fault. We would have been out here all night if you hadn't answered our distress call.
Oh, I didn't. I was walking by. I heard you talking.
Walking by?
Yeah. Yeah, the shore is just a stone's throw from here. Come on. I'll take you back. Out of fuel. The sheriff will be along in a couple of minutes. I'd drive him myself, but I got work to do.
What exactly is it that you're doing out here, Dr. Faraday? It's well after midnight.
Night is Rannus phenocephalus' most active period, and this is its primary breeding ground. Or at least it used to be. Thousands of eggs used to cling to these reeds. Beautiful jelly clusters. Now, one must turn over many a leaf in order to find potential offspring.
What's in the sack?
Adult frogs. I've been breeding them in captivity and releasing them into the wild.
This is Stryker's Cove?
Mm-hmm.
The frogs.
I beg your pardon?
The unexplained depletion of frogs originates from this cove. It's the food chain.
Well, what about it?
The food chain. If you alter one life form in an ecosystem, the rest is necessarily affected, either by an increase or decrease. So if an aquatic dinosaur's diet consisted primarily of frogs, then if those frogs suddenly became scarce, it would have to turn to an alternative food source.
Humans.
Agent Mulder, you are taking my legitimate research and basic biological principle and stretching them both way out of proportion in an effort to give some kind of validity to an entirely ludicrous theory. There is no prehistoric lake monster.
This creature lives here in this cove. That explains the disappearance of these frogs, for which you have no explanation, Doctor, ludicrous or not, as well as the recent human attacks.
That's crazy. If something was living in these waters, you don't think I would have seen it? I've been conducting research here for 3 years.
I'm talking about a prehistoric animal that's gone unnoticed for virtually thousands of years. If it knows how to do anything, it knows how to hide. They say the Loch Ness Monster doesn't even live in the water, that it lives in the surrounding cliffs. Maybe Big Blue has an inland habitat somewhere in the rocks or in this dense forest here.
I have no time for these absurdities. If you'll excuse me, I have some amphibians to release.
Well, Captain, what now?
Agent Scully! Agent Mulder! There's been another death. And this time it does appear to be some kind of animal attack. Bit a fisherman's arm clean off.
Where'd this happen?
Other side of the lake, a couple hours ago. My department has the cooperation of the state police, plus the full use of all the wildlife, fishing, game department vessels. I got a full-scale water search already underway.
No. We need those men here searching this cove and these woods.
But I got 30 boats on the water already. Now, if we're going to kill this thing...
You got to sweep this cove. It's here in Stryker's Cove.
The boats are searching the area of the latest attack, and I'm not going to move them now. If you want to waste your time it's conducting a search of these woods, you go right ahead. I got me a lake monster to catch.
Sheriff, Agent Mulder and I would appreciate it if you could spare us 2 or 3 of your men to assist us here.
All right, I'll send them on back.
Thanks.
What was that?
Dr. Faraday. What happened?
Thanks. I grabbed my leg.
Did you see it?
It came from behind me. Before I knew it, it had me. Me back and forth, then I just let go.
Give me a belt.
I didn't want to believe you.
I think he nicked an artery. We gotta get him to a hospital or he's losing blood.
Where'd
he go?
I didn't see it.
I think I heard it. We went through those reeds there.
Mulder, help is coming.
You take care of him, Scully.
Mulder!
Milligan County, EMT Unit 3.
All right, then, go ahead.
Yeah, rolling, we've got it.
How's Dr. Faraday?
He'll be fine. How are you?
I'm fine.
Well, you slew the big white whale, Ahab.
Yeah, but I still don't have that peg leg.
How can you be disappointed? That alligator would have gone through the local population if you hadn't killed it.
I know. I guess I just want a Big Blue to be real. I guess I see hope in such a possibility.
Well, there's still hope. That's why these missing stories have endured. People want to believe.
This.